Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steele Smith. Friends, the U.S. has just celebrated Thanksgiving. And again, at this time of the year, my good friend and business partner, Josh, and I were in the U.S. in the lead up to Thanksgiving. And again, it feels like the entree to a great joke, but did you hear the one about the Aussie, the Yank, and the Saffa that walked into a pub? But in all honesty, friends, Thanksgiving and having a thankful heart are such important cornerstones of life. After an equal parts grueling and blessed year, during which I've seen incredible blessing and favor in and on my family, in our business dealings, and most particularly in our ministry of simply walking with the good people in the townships and communities of South Africa. But also, it's been a year of significant loss. This year, I lost my much-loved mum, 96 years of age, and some good friends and way too many of my dearly loved gang lads back in Cape Town. So ending this year with a sense of reflection, but also thanksgiving for all of the blessings of the year, has been equal parts cathartic and special. Philippians 1:21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And that scripture is a wonderfully salient reminder that even in death, we get to both live and die with thanksgiving. So friends, with all the carnage around us and the travesties and injustices of life, how on earth do we live lives that keep our eyes resolutely fixed on heaven? How do we live full, free, unencumbered, not scared, not fearful lives? Well, I tell you, friends, I believe the secret is in living a life knowing that this is not it, but rather this, our time on earth, is just an entree to an eternity of truly living a life of worship and thanksgiving in heaven. And that comes down firstly to our choice to follow Jesus, but it also comes down to our choices. Choices to live for ourselves or to live for God, and in doing that, to live sold out lives where loving and serving our fellow man and bringing others to the foot of the throne of Jesus is our purpose. And of course, we have the daily choice to either live with regret or live with thanksgiving. 1 Timothy 4:4-5 says, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." So let's take a moment or two as we dwell on a year of thanksgiving to look at what that actually means. According to Strong's definition, the Hebrew word thanksgiving is tauda. Tauda or tudor means confession, praise, and offering. So when we live a life of thanksgiving to God, biblically speaking, we give him honor, praise, and worship for all that he's done for us. When we wrap our heads around the idea that God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and therefore that we are not, it's equal parts empowering and freeing. You see, living a life of thanksgiving implicitly means that we're acknowledging and living under the sovereignty of God, and that's a great thing. I often sing the old song to my gang lads, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus," and I do it very intentionally. You see, friends, when we turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, the things of earth do grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I remember so clearly sitting with my mum and my big sister shortly before my mum's passing and humming quietly to myself the beauty of this simple and yet powerful war cry. You see, friends, when we really do turn our eyes upon him, even the death of close family members and of his saints, even death itself grows strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Living a life of thanksgiving allows us to focus on Jesus and not on the challenges that may face us, both the known ones and the ones that we might yet be to face. Living a life of thanksgiving means that we can live unencumbered by the messes and traumas of life, not unimpacted, but unencumbered, because we are living lives under the acknowledgement of God's ultimate sovereignty. And living a life of thanksgiving means that we get to live with faith, assuredness, and confidence, even to the point that when facing death, we can say, "I win either way. I'm going to keep living and loving until the very day that I meet Jesus." Now that's truly living. How much better would our lives all be, friends, if only we lived every moment of every single day with thanksgiving in our hearts and on our lips. So as we wrap up a significant year and look ahead to another, here's my exhortation, nay, actually my challenge to you. What are you most thankful for this year? What are some of the things that even in the midst of the tough stuff that we can be truly and wholly thankful for? How are we showing our thankfulness to Jesus? And what are the causes that we look forward to celebrating with great thanksgiving in 2026? One thing I can say with rock solid certainty is this: if we end this year with real thanksgiving and look forward with anticipation and thankfulness to God for what he has already done, then all of the trials of 2025 will fade away, leaving just the glory, majesty, and great testimonies in our mind's eyes. And 2026 will be another great year of thanksgiving, praise, and worship to our God. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in both this week and throughout the year that has been. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.